Christians intuitively know that Jesus heals the soul, but we're living in a day when secular psychology has kind of taken over the field, and they've developed all kinds of ways of helping people that have been documented as being effective, that in some ways provide a competitor to the Christian faith, and I think create an opportunity for Christians to think deeply about the resources that are embedded in the scriptures that have been practiced over the centuries by Christians that have led to the healing of the soul, and to do that with the highest professional and academic standards.
Yes.
To really think about what is therapeutic about the Christian faith.
Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. From our competitive nursing programs to our world-renowned theologians, we prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnston, with today's guest.
Dr. Eric Johnston is professor of Christian psychology at Houston Baptist University. He's taught for almost 30 years and published more than 50 articles and two books, distinguished books, on Christian psychology. He is also the founding director of the Society for Christian Psychology and is the director of the Gideon Institute for Christian Psychology and Counseling, which is a brand new program at HBU. Welcome.
Thank you.
I mean, that is a lot. Tell us now what all is going to be involved in the Gideon Institute for Christian Psychology and Counseling at HBU.
Well, there's three components of what we're planning on. The first one is the development of two distinct programs, master's programs. One of them analogous to what HBU has done in the past, called a master's in Christian counseling, and we're kind of adapting that program to this agenda. And then we're developing a new program, an MA in Christian psychology. And each of them lead to a distinct licensure in the state of Texas and actually nationally. So there's an educational component. The second one is we're going to be developing a Christian Counseling Center for students on campus. Currently, HBU is sending their students to a church program in Houston that does a really good job, and from what I understand, we're happy with what they've done, but we want to provide services, counseling services, for our students on campus, and then we hope in the next few years to expand that to the community. And then the third component will be sort of the public face of the Gideon Institute, which will involve conferences and bringing in speakers for the community that address issues of psychological importance, mental health issues, and so on, but from a distinctly Christian standpoint.
You've been in this space a long time, mm-hmm. and you have two books. Give us the titles.
Foundations for Soul Care, a Christian Psychology Proposal, kind of lays out the big picture framework of how a Christian worldview makes a difference in the development of a Christian counseling model. And then more recently, I did a book called God and Soul Care, the Therapeutic Resources of the Christian Faith, which is sort of a theology book for counselors. And we want to use both of these books in our programs. The second book, most of the time theology is written at a pretty high level that's dealing with the concerns of theologians, which we really need those kind of books. But I wanted to write a book that would take those great truths and show how they help the healing of the soul in the Christian faith. And so that's the purpose of that second book.
That sounds great. Dr. Johnston, so you were at Southern Seminary for 17 years mm-hmm. before here?
Yeah.
And what was your capacity there at Southern?
I taught in a couple of programs. Originally, when I came, they had an integration program that led to marriage and family therapy license, and I was hired to teach in that program. And then about 5 years into my time there, they developed a biblical counseling program and changed the focus enough, but because I'm very theologically driven, I was allowed to stay and participate in that program for the next 12 years.
And what brought you to HBU to lead this program? What was the catalyst?
Well, it goes back about 5 years ago. I met Dr. Sloan at a consortium of thinkers who were coming together to think deeply about what would Christian higher education look like and what's a distinctive model of Christian higher education. But we found that we had a deep sense of common commitments of what it looks like. And so Then, honestly, what happened last year, I was let go from Southern Seminary, in part because of my book, making clear that though it's a theology book and I'm committed to a theological vision of the counseling field, I am a psychologist and I love the science of psychology. But the president determined that they were moving in an increasingly Bible-only direction, and that it was a good time for us to part ways. Well, that made me consider where I might want to work, and I reached out to the university and wanted to wonder with them about the possibility of some collaboration. And it just so happened, because of a mutual friend, that I became aware of some donors in the Houston area who were really committed to a Christian psychology vision as well. And it was the opposite of a perfect storm. It was a perfect harmony of forces coming together for such a time as this. And I could go through the list of providential things. I felt like I'm a charismatic this year because so many wonderful things have come together to make this happen.
Yeah, we're deeply grateful to the Gideon Charitable Foundation for their vision. And I can't even begin to imagine anyone in faith not understanding the importance of teaching Christian psychology. We're living in days where pastors are taking their own lives, dying by suicide. Mm-hmm. We just, in fact, got released from the LA Times, a story and photos of a young pastor in Southern California who, you know, did a series on mental health called Hot Mess and went home and killed himself.
Wow.
And his wife is about 28 years of age and they have three children. It speaks precisely to what you're talking about. And, there's no question. I've been spoken in hundreds of churches, and there are all kinds of psychological needs within God's people. Yes. That doesn't divorce from Scripture, does it?
No, not at all. Christians intuitively know that Jesus heals the soul, and all of us in some measure, all Christians in some measure, have been positively impacted by the gospel. But we're living in a day when secular psychology has kind of taken over the field, and they've developed all kinds of ways of helping people that have been documented as being effective, that in some ways provide a competitor to the Christian faith, and I think create an opportunity for Christians to think deeply about the resources that are embedded in the Scriptures that have been practiced over the centuries by Christians that have led to the healing of the soul, and to do that with the highest professional and academic standards.
Yes.
To really think about what is therapeutic about the Christian faith, and then to do research on that and to develop protocols for healing people in Christ's name with a therapy. And so we want to learn from the best of secular work, but we don't want to be biased by secularism. We don't want secularism to undermine the distinctiveness of Jesus Christ and the healing of the soul and the great resources in the Bible that describe for us how God has designed the soul to be healed. Why being made in the image of God means that ideally, our relationship with God is intrinsic to the healing of the soul. So there's a lot of work that needs to be done. And thankfully, over the last 30, 40 years, there's been some great Christians that have done some good work in developing counseling models for Christians. Larry Crabb is one, you know, is kind of a hero in the Christian psychology world. We're actually hoping in the spring, in May, to have a conference. The Gideon Institute will be sponsoring a conference with celebrating the career of Larry Crabb, because he's been so visionary in charting a course for this. But we, you know, the next phase is really to develop Christian psychological theory and counseling practices that are deeply congruent with the Christian faith. And we got a lot of work to do.
Dr. Eric Johnson is the professor of Christian psychology at HBU. And he is the director of the Gideon Institute for Christian Psychology and Counseling, a brand new program here at HBU. Now, you can learn more about it at hbu.edu/COEBS. We'll keep that on the screen. You know, when you talk about people that are, say, the word only and no psychology, that would be like saying the word only and no science. The Word of God doesn't preclude us from studying science or astronomy. How did we ever get to the point that we could adopt a sola scriptura attitude that would just ignore psychological aspects, because we are body, soul, and spirit. Mm-hmm. And you and I both know that my emotions are based on not just physically, but emotionally and spiritually. Mm-hmm. How can you get to that point?
Well, it's a complicated story. You know, in my experience, folks who are Bible-only Christians, their heart is in the right place in the sense that they know God's Word is relevant, and somehow it becomes absolutized, and it takes a kind of preeminence that I don't think God intended it for it to be. As we know, God is omniscient. He knows everything. He knows about our brains. He designed our brains and the genetic, you know, our genome, and that we would develop over time to become mature beings with physical and psychological capacities. But then in the Bible, he gave us like the most important stuff. It was kind of like he kind of circled some of what he knows to be true and said, this is the big stuff. You got to know this. I want you to know this throughout all of human history. But he knows everything. And so he also gave us a calling in the creation mandate to explore the universe and to do so under his lordship and submission to his word. And so we use the Bible as kind of Calvin called the Bible as our spectacles through which we look out at the world to be able to properly interpret it, but then to discover all the other cool things that God did in embedding his understanding into human beings and nature. So it's, you know, we have to figure out a way to understand the deep harmony that underlies all of God's creation and God's Word in Scripture. And that's the challenge. I think, you know, it's easier to just go to one direction or the other. So, you know, we can just focus on Scripture and we can learn a lot, or we can just focus on secular science, we can learn a lot. The challenge for the Christian community in the 21st century is to see that underlying harmony, and it's hard work. It's not for the timid, but it's an exciting challenge for us to be able to develop an alternative to the world which doesn't recognize that Scripture and Jesus himself is really needs to be central to the project.
You know, a lot of people are not aware the mental institutions are filled with religious people who got imbalanced.
That's right.
And I've been in those hospital rooms, and people who have a tremendous fervor for their faith, or they have some kind of incredible euphoric spiritual experience, but it doesn't get harmonized with all of the other elements of who they are as a person that God created, right?
That's right.
So the Gideon Institute for Christian Psychology and Counseling at HBU will do the following rollout. Give us the rollout from now, and then the academic offerings. Let's just take it again, make sure everybody gets it.
Yeah, so our first desire is to develop a Christian Counseling Center on campus.
So a Christian Counseling Center on campus.
That will be working with students, and eventually we hope to outreach into the community. And then the Gideon Institute will sponsor a conference in May celebrating the career of Larry Crabb and highlighting.
And what are the dates of that? Do you know yet?
Yeah, May 16th and 17th.
May 16 and 17. So we want to promote that. Larry Crabb, certainly. Well, what a great, great man. Okay, keep going.
And that'll be on campus. And then in August, we plan on launching a renewed MA in Christian Counseling and a new MA in Christian Psychology program.
Wow. So that's fantastic. And tell me, someone getting those graduate degrees, what areas, what fields, job opportunities could they move into trained here at HBU.
We have set them up so that the MA in Christian Counseling can be licensed in what's called an LPC, licensed professional counselor, in the state of Texas and in any state that doesn't require KCREP. Because we're not KCREP certified, but that's a lot of states, and Texas currently is one of them. And then the MA in Christian Psychology leads to an LPA, which is a licensed psychological associate. And I might mention that one of the unique features of that program is, in the past, an LPA needed to be under the supervision of a doctoral level psychologist for their whole career. And so a lot of those programs folded in Texas, and currently Houston has no LPA programs, and we're going to be the first program, from what I understand, in the Houston area offering that licensure again, because Texas changed that requirement and they're no longer needing to be lifetime supervised. And that frees up LPAs, master's level therapists in that area, psychologists, to do work independently as the LPCs currently do. And that's a real breakthrough, and it's going to be a real asset for our program and for HBU.
Now, as the director of the Gideon Institute for Christian Psychology and Counseling, you bring how many years of experience to the table?
Well, gee, I've been teaching for 28 years. Wow. And practicing as a pastoral counselor for about 20 years. I currently am a staff person at a church in my local area, and I do supervision, lay counselor training, and do some counseling on my own, and been doing that for about 20 years.
We live in an age where there is no way a pastor or church staff can respond to the need.
That's true.
I mean, I think every day the news is just like a Stephen King novel. Mm-hmm. The shootings, the killings. You saw the CDC reports, the upsurge of suicide mm-hmm. in the 90s. I mean, we are in an acute state right now in this country. Mm-hmm. No one's more needed in the field of psychology than a Christian.
I think so. I like to think that God has his own Christian mental health system that begins with the church and the local church and the resources that a church provides and a pastor, you know, shepherding the flock. But I also like to think that Christian mental health system is going to have a continuum of services that begin at the church, and then a wise pastor is going to get to know the Christian counselors in the area and other mental health resources in the area, and ends up being an important referral source. So a church can handle a certain amount of the kind of run-of-the-mill needs, mental health needs in a congregation, but in a church of 100 people, there's going to be 10, 20 people who are often on continual struggle, and a 2% that have severe mental health issues, and those folks are going to need to be resourced out with, and ideally with Christians, and where possible, and so a pastor has an incredible role, but it's a role that recognizes the strengths of the body of Christ in the community, as well as other resources that are available there.
Dr. Johnson, tell us, who are some of the faculty that will be interfacing here, and which college, et cetera?
Yeah, so we'll be in the College of Education and the Behavioral Sciences. We're hiring another faculty member, Michael Cook, who will be my colleague, and we're going to be really the primary ones running that program, but we'll also be working, collaborating with the other wonderful faculty that we have here at HBU.
And so tell us about Dr. Cook.
He is currently a professor, a director of counseling at Huntington University, Christian College, Christian counseling program there. But he has decided to come and join us here at HBU in the summer. He'll be joining us. And he's got, as well, years of experience of teaching, counseling, and supervision in Indiana.
And what is the difference between psychology and psychiatry?
Yeah, so psychology would be a science that primarily focuses on the psychology, the soul, psyche, the soul mm-hmm. of individuals. So it deals with thinking, with emotions, with personality and personality disorders, concentrating then on that aspect. And then psychiatry is our medical doctors who have been trained particularly in psychological problems. Psychiatric problems is what they would call. But there's a lot of overlap. But then then the psychiatrists are the ones that can prescribe medications when something goes wrong with the brain that can respond to psychiatric medications.
Has there been something of a mental block toward psychology and Christians, where Christians have been timid to say, I go to a counselor or a therapist? Mm-hmm. It's almost like saying there's something wrong with me written across my head.
Yeah, it's hard to know where that comes from. But there, you know, both in our culture at large and in the Christian community, there's a stigma associated with having a problem, a psychological or a psychiatric problem. You know, it's in the Gospels, it's clear that God's heart goes out to those who struggle. Christ opens the Sermon on the Mount with this wonderful phrase, blessed are the poor in spirit. So Christianity, of all faiths, is you know, we would think would be embracing of those with psychological challenges. So that's a hurdle that we need to work on and need to own. It's important. Brokenness is not a hindrance in the kingdom of God. On the contrary, it's a prerequisite for being a member of the kingdom.
Well, and I mean, some of God's greatest in the scriptures prayed for God to kill them, one didn't know if they could live.
Yeah.
We have this tendency that if we're a real solid Christian, we don't ever get down. And yeah, we know that is a myth.
That is a myth.
Look at Spurgeon, I mean, who suffered from depression his whole life, great London minister.
Yeah.
Why were you drawn to this field?
Out of my own brokenness. You know, I wouldn't have known that and said that when I was in my 20s.
Sure.
But I came from a dysfunctional family, and I got saved out of some messed up stuff that I was involved in, and sex and drugs. And the Lord turned my life around and made such a difference in my life. And I wanted to go into social work originally and then into counseling and psychology because God had made such a big difference in my life. And thankfully, over the years, He's helped me to understand just how deep that goes. I now share, openly about that. I talk now as a grandfather that, I was a Christian as a parent, but my kids grew up in a dysfunctional Christian family. I tried so hard to make my kids perfect, and I burdened them. And we've talked about that and shared all about that. And now in their 30s, and they got kids, our grandkids, we're at a time of still of healing and honesty and frankness about that. And one of the highlights of my life was last year, my daughter and her husband was in a class I was teaching on parenting. And what a wonderful thing for us to be there, for her to share her experiences honestly and openly, and I'm so proud of her. That's what Jesus does. He over time, he could heal us faster than he does. Sometimes he heals us fast, sometimes it's over time. And that's a part of his glory, sharing his healing over time.
You know, Bill Gates, there was in a meeting one time that I was at, and he made this simple statement. We sometimes don't get in our problems overnight. We don't get out of them overnight.
Mm, that's so true.
And I think as Christians, we like this instamatic, it's going to be over in, snap of your fingers. But haven't you found that those who have hurt and been healed through God's power, through a caring Christian counselor, become so effective at helping others?
I think that's the secret of the gospel, is that because being poor in spirit isn't a hindrance to being in the kingdom, God turns that upside down. Paul says that we're all jars of clay.
Exactly.
And it's in that jar of clay that his glory peculiarly shines out. And sometimes having struggles allows us, gives us a perspective that kind of gets us on the inside of just what the gospel can accomplish. I still got a long ways to go, but in the big scheme of things, it's precisely my scars that have given me the love and desire to go with Christ wherever he'll take me, and has turned the field of psychology and counseling into a place both of healing as well as in sharing with others what the Lord has taught me and helped me with.
We are so thrilled to have Dr. Eric Johnson, professor of Christian psychology at Houston Baptist University, who now begins as director of the Gideon Institute of Christian Psychology and Counseling in May 2019, an upcoming conference with Larry Crabb in the fall. So many things they're going to be doing. Go to hbu.edu/coebs, and there'll be a lot of lots more information. Dr. Johnson, I've heard so many good things about you before today. Just delighted that you're here, and we look forward to helping get the word out so that you and your team can minister, and so that we can train people to go and make a difference in a world that desperately needs it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Been great to talk with you.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.